Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Samuel, we finished chapter 10. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study in chapter 11 today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in 1 Samuel chapter 11, and we're going to go through chapter 11 and right into chapter 12 over these next couple of weeks as we take you on this verse-by-verse study of the book of 1 Samuel. Now, I hope that you will tell your friends about the Lamp and Light broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. We depend upon you, the listener, to tell others about this broadcast. We also like to hear from our listeners. That's our encouragement. I remember in the early stages of our ministry, before we were as widespread as we are now, that we had a radio station that we were on, and we just didn't get any correspondence except from one person in that entire area. And we thought, well, you know what, we can better use the Lord's money in an area where there may be some response. And so we expanded that area. Several years later, we went back to the same area and we added that station back on. And I had several response, but here's what happened. Between the time that we were off and come back on, I had the privilege of being in that area on several occasions and meeting people and saying, why did you go off the air? Why aren't you on that station anymore? And all question after question, and I found out we had a pretty good audience. Our problem was people did not write. And you'll know that the Lamp and Light Radio Ministry does not spend time asking for money to send us money. We are fully faith-based, but we're a ministry of Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida. And so Central Baptist Church is the one that has pretty well financed this radio ministry. As a matter of fact, for what we pay out in radio, we never have enough come in that would say this paid for it by itself. So I say that just to let you know that we have not begged for money. We have seen this as a ministry. And yet we've told you, if you do send money, don't send your tithe. Let your tithe go to your local church, but an offering that's above a tithe we would receive. But again, we want you to just write us. It's not necessarily sending an offering. Just write us. Let us know you're listening. Send us your Bible questions. We like to have once a year about a two-week series in which we answer questions our listeners have sent in to us over the year. And so please get those Bible questions into us. We love hearing from you. Now, if you have your Bibles, we're in 1 Samuel chapter 11. Now, you remember, chapter 10 closed out with the Israelites that had worshipped Belial not liking God's choice of King Saul, and they spoke against him. We're told they brought no presents. However, Saul said nothing. In chapter 11, it gives us an event immediately following this that God is going to use to establish Saul as king in the mind of all his people. Now, sometimes we try to get ahead of the Lord and do things to show people, hey, this is what God told us to do, and you're behind the eight ball on this. You know, get in or get out. Well, Saul doesn't have that attitude. He's going to let God take care of the situation, and so that's how he proceeds. Now, we see, first of all, the Ammonite rebellion here in the first four verses of 1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee." And Nahash, the Ammonite, answered them, "On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for reproach upon all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said unto him, "Give us 7 days respite, that we may send messengers into all the coast of Israel, and then, if there be no man to save us, we'll come out to thee." Then came the messengers of Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Now, Nahash, the Ammonite, brings his army and he encamps against specifically Jabesh-Gilead. Now, I want us to get a before and after picture of Jabesh-Gilead. And by the way, let me just say this about before and after picture. The best after picture for us that is on this lifetime, that is in this world, is going to look ridiculously silly compared to the new body that we received after we're taken up in the rapture. You know, people exercise, they lose 40 pounds, 50 pounds, and they have their before and after pictures, and they show those to you so proudly, and I've had people do that, and I do. I rejoice with them that they have improved their health, improved themselves, and they showed some character and some discipline and just did what they were supposed to do, and that was good. But I think it's so much better when we get to heaven and we think of our body at its best in this life, but it was just corruptible. And we have put on incorruption, and this vile body will be changed like into his glorious body. Oh, what a day that will be. We look forward to that great change. Well, I'm getting off the subject here, but we have a before and after here of the people of Jabesh-Gilead. In the book of Judges, we have the before picture. Do you remember the story? Benjamin was attacked by the other 11 tribes of Israel. There was a man who traveled, and when he came to the residence of the city, they abused the man's wife until she died. His anger was kindled, and so he cut up this wife of his in pieces and sent a piece of her to each tribe. They found out where this happened. It happened in Benjamin, and it was in this one city. And so Benjamin is told, deliver up the people of this city that did this. And Benjamin refused to deliver the city to the rest of Israel. So the Israelites fought against one of their own tribes. Now, there was two or three battles before they finally, God gave Israel the victory. But so much of Benjamin was destroyed that there were only 600 men left with no wives and no children. So the children of Israel destroyed nearly the entire tribe of Benjamin, except for those 600 men. And the 11 tribes swore not to give their daughters of their own tribes to these men. So if there's no wife, no woman to bear children, the tribe will die out. So they started checking around to see if any had not come to the war. And they find out that the residents of Jabesh-Gilead had not. And so what do? They go and they kill every man, every woman, and every child except for the virgin ladies, the virgin girls. There were 400 virgins. And then that was the before picture. A tribe almost annihilated, just 600 men, and now they're found 400 women for these 600 men. Now, we'll see at the end of 1 Samuel another appearance of this group from Jabesh Gilead as their men go to take down the bodies of Saul and his sons that the Philistines had hung. And David was so moved by the act of courage of those of Jabesh Gilead that he blessed that group. Now, there is a change that took place from Judges 21 and that passage there in the passage before us today. And even until the time they go and bravely rescue the bodies of Saul and his son that had been nailed to the wall there. And so let us just think about that for right now. Because God can make courageous Christians of those who at one time feared to stand. Perhaps the Lord showed you this person's unsaved, and boy, you wanted to witness, but boy, their heart was pounding, it's pounding in your throat, and what for whatever reason, we did not witness. And we didn't do what we were supposed to do. And so what happened? Well, simply, we just didn't witness. And maybe we never saw that person again. Sometimes we do that just with going door to door, or maybe a waiter or waitress in the restaurant or somebody else we come in contact with. We don't know the people. And why should we fear? Well, I think the devil puts that fear there. And so we get closer to God, and just walk close to him, and then we end up finding out that we can walk with God, and we can do those things that at one time we feared to do. Now, this group in our text today, they leave somewhat to be desired. This is very interesting to me. Now, let's reread those first four verses of chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and camped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said unto Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve thee. Now, these Ammonites, at this point, they don't want to be destroyed as the Jews did in Judges. So they think, well, boy, the only thing that we can do then is go out to these people and surrender now. Well, Nahash is fine, but under this condition, you let me thrust out your right eye. Wow. They said, well, would you give us 7 days to send throughout Israel and see what they have to say about it?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.